Welcome to Control Plus Talk. I'm Anthony, and I'm here with Kate. We're going to be diving into some pretty big news in tech.
Yeah.
Big news. IBM acquired HashiCorp for $6.4 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. So we're going to be looking at an article from The Register today that breaks down all the details of this and trying to figure out why IBM would spend so much money on HashiCorp. And what it means for both companies.
Yeah, definitely a big move.
Yeah, what it means for you as someone who follows this stuff.
Absolutely. And I think what's really interesting here is this move signals that IBM is trying to make some pretty aggressive plays to catch up in the hybrid cloud market.
Right. They want to be a big player.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been lagging behind companies like Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure, you know, the big names in the public cloud space.
Right.
But it looks like they're realizing that hybrid cloud is the future, and they're making a big bet on HashiCorp to help them get there.
Okay, so I hear hybrid cloud, I think, buzzword.
Fair enough.
Can we maybe unpack that a little bit? Like, what does that actually mean in practice?
Yeah, so imagine you need to get somewhere. Sometimes you use your own car, right? Because you have control over it, you know, where it's going,
right.
You know, what's in it.
It's convenient.
Exactly. But sometimes you take an Uber or a Lyft when it's more efficient or cost effective.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hybrid cloud is similar. Companies use a mix of their own private data centers for sensitive information and applications. And then they leverage public cloud services for things that need to scale quickly or be more flexible.
So they pick and choose where they're running their stuff based on what makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So where does HashiCorp fit into all of this?
Right.
What do their tools actually do?
So HashiCorp specializes in something called infrastructure as code. And this is basically the idea that you can write code that automatically builds and configures your servers, your networks, your databases, all the things you need to run your applications.
That sounds incredibly complicated.
It can be, but it's also incredibly powerful. Their flagship product, Terraform, lets you define your entire IT infrastructure as code. So it's like having a blueprint that you can modify and deploy super easily.
So no more manually configuring servers and stuff?
Ideally not.
Okay, so this sounds like this could be a real game changer for IBM.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if they're serious about dominating this hybrid cloud market.
Right. What about HashiCorp, though? What are you getting out of this deal besides just a ton of money?
Well, money is always nice. But this acquisition also gives them access to IBM's massive global reach and customer base.
Okay.
Almost 75% of HashiCorp's revenue right now comes from the U.S.
Wow.
With IBM's help, they can tap into new markets all over the world and expand their customer base significantly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We also have to talk about this whole open source issue, though.
Ah, yes.
HashiCorp made that controversial decision last year to move some of their products, including Terraform, away from an open source license.
Mm-hmm.
Did that factor into the acquisition at all?
Absolutely. That decision caused a lot of backlash in the open source community and even caused their stock price to take a hit. It made them more vulnerable to a takeover.
Okay.
And it also highlights this growing tension in the tech industry, right?
Mm.
How do companies balance the ideals of open source with the realities of running a profitable business?
This is a really tough question.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of developers felt really betrayed by that decision.
Yeah, I can understand why.
So tell me, how big of a deal is Terraform? The article mentioned it's like the market leader.
It is, yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
So when it comes to configuration management, which is essentially automating the setup and management of your IT infrastructure, Terraform is the most popular tool out there. It's got over a third of the market share.
Wow.
And get this, Ansible, which is owned by Red Hat, which is also owned by IBM, is a close second.
So IBM now owns like two of the biggest players.
Yeah, they've got a lot of power in this space now, which raises some interesting questions about how they'll position these products going forward.
Will they try to like merge them together, or will they be competing against each other?
Yeah, and what happens to the users of both?
What does it mean for everyone involved?
Yeah, those are all questions that we're going to be exploring in the next part of our deep dive.
All right. Looking forward to it.
We'll be looking at the potential challenges and opportunities for IBM as they try to integrate HashiCorp. And we'll also discuss what it all means for the open source community, the wider tech industry, and of course, what it means for you.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back in just a minute to continue this conversation. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. So before we jump into all the potential consequences of this acquisition, I think it's important to understand the broader context here. This isn't just about IBM and HashiCorp.
Right.
This is about a much larger trend in the tech industry, this rapid shift towards hybrid cloud solutions that we're seeing.
Okay.
And this acquisition is really just the latest move in this high-stakes chess game. among the major players in the cloud space.
So it's like a race to see who can like control the hybrid cloud.
Exactly. The stakes are incredibly high because companies are increasingly relying on hybrid cloud solutions to run their businesses.
Okay.
And whoever controls the tools and the platforms that manage these complex environments is going to have a significant advantage.
That makes sense. So back to IBM and HashiCorp.
Yeah.
We've talked about what they both have to gain from this deal,
Yeah.
but what are some of the potential roadblocks they might face?
Sure.
Like you mentioned earlier, there's this potential clash of cultures between a massive corporation like IBM and a company with strong open source roots like HashiCorp.
Right.
How could that play out?
Yeah, that's a key concern. HashiCorp has built its reputation on innovation and collaboration within the open source community.
Right.
And IBM, on the other hand, is known for its more traditional enterprise-focused approach.
Okay.
So merging these two cultures could be really tricky. If IBM isn't careful, they could stifle HashiCorp's innovative spirit and alienate the very developers who made their product so successful.
You know, I was actually using Terraform on a project last year, and the community support was amazing. People were contributing code, answering questions on forums, creating tutorials. It was a really vibrant ecosystem. You'll be ashamed to see that disappear.
I agree, and that's a real risk. Remember what happened when Oracle acquired Sun Microsystems?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people believe that Oracle mishandled that acquisition, particularly when it came to open source projects like Java.
Right.
There's definitely a fear that IBM could make similar mistakes with HashiCorp.
So what would be like the best case scenario here? How could IBM successfully integrate HashiCorp without like destroying what makes them special?
Well, one option would be to give HashiCorp a significant degree of autonomy.
Okay.
Let them continue to operate as a somewhat independent subsidiary, much like IBM did with Red Hat when they acquired them.
Right.
That would allow HashiCorp to maintain its own culture and continue to engage with the open source community in a meaningful way.
That sounds promising.
Yeah.
But how would IBM actually leverage HashiCorp's technology in that scenario? Would they just kind of let them do their own thing and hope for the best?
Not exactly. I think IBM would likely integrate HashiCorp's products into their existing cloud offerings,
Okay.
you know, make them a core part of their hybrid cloud strategy. But they could do so in a way that preserves HashiCorp's brand identity and open source contributions. For example, they could offer both commercially supported versions of Terraform and other tools alongside the open source versions.
So a kind of have your cake and eat it too approach.
Precisely. It would allow IBM to benefit from HashiCorp's technology and reputation while still giving them the freedom to innovate and collaborate within the open source community.
So potentially a win-win for both companies.
It could be. It's definitely a delicate balancing act, but it's possible.
All right, so let's say IBM manages to pull this off. They successfully integrate HashiCorp while keeping the open source community happy. What are the potential ripple effects for the rest of the tech industry?
Well, for one, it could trigger a wave of further consolidation in the hybrid cloud market.
Oh, interesting.
Like I mentioned earlier, this is a very competitive space.
Right.
And other big players like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they're not just going to sit idly by while IBM makes a major move.
Yeah, they got to respond somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could see a series of acquisitions and partnerships as these companies try to strengthen their own hybrid cloud offerings.
It's kind of like an arms race in the cloud.
Exactly. And this acquisition could also accelerate the adoption of infrastructure as code, tools like Terraform.
No.
With IBM's backing and resources, these tools could become even more mainstream, which would lead to a significant shift in how companies manage their IT infrastructure.
I can definitely see how that would be a game changer for a lot of companies. But what about for individual developers and IT professionals?
Right.
How could this acquisition impact their day-to-day work?
Well, if you're already using HashiCorp products like Terraform Vault Console, you'll need to pay close attention to how IBM manages them going forward.
Okay.
Will they continue to support the open source versions? Will they introduce new features and pricing models? These are all important questions that will directly impact your work.
So keep a close eye on IBM and how they handle HashiCorp's products. What if you're not currently using HashiCorp tools, though? Is this still something you should be paying attention to?
Absolutely. The skills and knowledge you gain by learning these tools are becoming increasingly valuable, especially as more companies embrace hybrid cloud solutions.
Okay.
Even if you're not using them today, understanding how they work and how they fit into the broader DevOps landscape will give you a significant advantage in the job market.
Right. So, regardless of where you are in your tech career, understanding HashiCorp's tools and the implications of this acquisition is crucial.
It is.
It sounds like this is just the beginning of a much larger story.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the key takeaways our listeners should be thinking about as this unfolds?
Well, the first takeaway is that hybrid cloud is here to stay, and it's only going to become more complex and more important in the coming years. This acquisition is a clear indication that the major tech companies are betting big on hybrid cloud, and they're willing to spend billions of dollars to gain an advantage.
So we should all buckle up and get ready for a wild ride in the cloud.
Pretty much. The second takeaway is that the lines between open source and commercial software are blurring. Companies are trying to find ways to monetize open source projects while still maintaining the benefits of community collaboration.
Right.
It's a tricky balance, and we're going to see a lot of experimentation in this space.
So it sounds like there are a lot of unknowns right now.
Right.
What are some of the key questions we should be asking as we watch this story unfold?
Well, one big question is, how will IBM handle the integration of HashiCorp? Will they embrace the open source community or prioritize their own commercial interests?
Right.
Another question is, how will this impact the competitive landscape in the hybrid cloud market? Will we see more acquisitions and partnerships?
Yeah.
And finally, what does this mean for the future of infrastructure as code? Will it become the dominant approach to managing IT infrastructure?
So many questions. It's clear this acquisition is a significant event in the tech world, and it's going to have far-reaching consequences for companies, developers, and the entire industry. It's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've talked about the motivations behind the acquisition, the potential challenges and opportunities for both companies. But let's bring it back to you, our listener.
Okay.
Imagine you're at the helm of IBM right now. You've just spent billions of dollars to acquire HashiCorp. What are your top priorities?
Oh, that's a great question.
Hmm?
I think if I were in charge at IBM, my first priority would be to reassure the HashiCorp team and the open source community that their contributions are valued.
Okay.
You know, HashiCorp's success is built on this foundation of open collaboration, and alienating those developers would be a huge mistake.
So a lot of listening and relationship building.
Absolutely.
Not just marching in and saying, okay, we're in charge now. Here's how things are going
to
be.
Right. It's about building trust and finding a way to integrate HashiCorp into the IBM ecosystem without stifling their innovation or alienating their community. It's a delicate balance, but it's essential for long-term success.
Okay. So let's say you successfully reassured the HashiCorp team. What's next on your agenda?
Well, my next priority would be to figure out how to best leverage HashiCorp's technology to strengthen IBM's position in the hybrid cloud market.
Okay.
This means integrating their tools into IBM's existing cloud offerings, making them accessible to a wider range of customers, and potentially developing new products and services that combine the strengths of both companies.
It sounds like there's a lot of potential for synergy between IBM and HashiCorp.
Yeah.
But there's also the potential for conflict, right? Especially when it comes to competing products like Terraform and Ansible. How would you navigate that?
Yeah, that's a key challenge. In the short term, I think it makes sense to keep both products separate and allow them to compete in the market.
Okay.
This gives customers choice, and it prevents any sudden disruptions.
So no immediate plans to merge them or force users to switch to one platform or the other.
Exactly. Over time, though, it might make sense to explore ways to integrate these products more closely, perhaps creating a unified platform that combines the best features of both.
Okay.
But this needs to be done carefully with input from both the development teams and the user community.
Yeah, it sounds like there are no easy answers here. A lot will depend on how well IBM handles this transition and how they balance the needs of all these different stakeholders.
Absolutely. This acquisition is a gamble for IBM, but it's also a huge opportunity. If they can successfully integrate HashiCorp and leverage their technology to its full potential, they could become a major force in the hybrid cloud market.
But if they mishandle it,
yeah,
they could end up alienating developers, losing customers, and falling even further behind their competitors.
That's the risk they're taking. But it's a risk they clearly believe is worth taking. The hybrid cloud market is growing rapidly, and IBM is determined to be a major player in this space.
Well, Kate, thanks for taking us on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating look at the complexities of these mergers and acquisitions and the ever-evolving world of hybrid cloud computing.
It's been my pleasure. It's always great to explore these topics and consider the potential implications for the tech industry and beyond.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this journey. We encourage you to continue exploring this topic, do some research, read some articles, and form your own opinions. What do you think the future holds for IBM and HashiCorp? What would you do if you were calling the shots? Let us know. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.